This is Celia Hirschman with On the Beat for KCRW. You gotta feel for musicians these days. It can be deflating to constantly hear about a once-thriving industry, the imbalance of economics at record labels, and the drowning mantra that millions are stealing your music. But some persevere despite all this negativity. Take, for example, Threadhead Records, a nonprofit record label formed out of a simple concept, the love of New Orleans and its music. New Orleans is best known as the birthplace of American jazz, and its vibrant music scene continues. However, some of its musicians have struggled in the wake of Hurricane Katrina, and many have been unable to move beyond the local circuit. The grassroots label Threadhead Records began when two local musicians, John Boutte and Paul Sanchez, were performing at Jazz Fest. They wanted to record together, but lacked the funds to do it. So Jazz Fest fans organized Threadhead Records. The label provides a website for fans to help New Orleans musicians, and when enough money has been raised, Threadhead funds the recording with the stipulation that the musicians must pay it back. They must also pay 10% interest to the New Orleans Musicians Clinic, a charity that offers health and social welfare services to local musicians. Threadhead has been so successful, they've already produced 8 more projects, with 10 additional ones in production. The Threadhead idea is simple. Use the fans to finance records in advance of their recordings. If CD sales are good enough, all contributions are paid back within a year, plus the musicians help build stability in their own community. Threadhead is a bit like the record label incubator Celeband. Celeband musicians post their latest tracks on the Celeband website, and consumers donate funds towards a final goal of $50,000. Each $10 donation entitles contributors to one of the 5,000 limited edition copies of the forthcoming album. Celeband doesn't tout any humanistic concerns. Its owners are purely in it for the love of music and the love of business. And some artists have taken these matters into their own hands. Josh Fries, the former drummer of Nine Inch Nails, created his own marketplace, radically altering the value proposition. Fries offered his fans an opportunity to get to know him better in exchange for contributions to his recording fund. $50 got you a thank you phone call from Josh Fries, while contributors of $5,000 got a personal tour of Disneyland with the drummer. One fan lay in tandem sensory deprivation tanks with Fries, complete with a Sizzler dinner for $500, while another got drunk and cut their hair with him on the steps of the Long Beach Courthouse for $1,000. Fries has touched a nerve. While Radiohead and Trent Reznor sell special copies of their already recorded album, Josh is offering a personal Fries experience with his fan base in exchange for financing his latest record. Kudos to a man who has a great sense of humor, a creative approach to marketing, and last but not least, a finished album. It goes to show you that if you have the drive and you have the wherewithal, you can always get by with a little help from your friends. This is Celia Hirschman with On the Beat for KCRW.